Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. So today I'd like to talk about this concept of relativity. Not Einstein's relativity, although potentially it can be, but relativity or relative of our situation compared to something else. And we've all heard the words of wisdom, "I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet." This is based on relative, and the mentally strong understand this principle and use it to their advantage. Many times people who face a challenge will get into a pity party and, "Oh, poor, pitiful me. I can't find any clients. I'm not making money. I'm gaining weight. I'm doing this. I'm doing that." And at some point when we get into this pity party mentality, it's a death spiral. And we keep focusing on what we don't want and moving it around and not feeling good about ourselves. And the whole process, and Abraham Hicks talks about this as these levels of energy, these levels of emotions. And so part of how we can use this principle of relativity to our lives is by comparing or utilizing a leverage of where we are compared to other folks. And it doesn't mean that other folks are better or worse, or we are better or worse. It's a point is to stop the mind chatter, stop the pity party, and start to feel good about yourself. This is one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is to motivate us to take inspired action. So how this both works is wherever you are in your current situation, whether it's relationship, financial, career, anything, you can compare yourself to something else. I actually saw a great movie last night. It was called A Company Man, and it was about downsizing in corporate America over the recent economic dilemmas, and it showed four characters and how they moved through this, and each one was relative to the other. So one of the persons was out of work completely. He used to be a VP of sales, and he didn't want to take any manual labor job. And so he refused it, thinking that it wasn't good. Eventually, he did take a manual labor job with his brother-in-law, and relative, he was happy then. Well, not happy, but he was relative to being out of work. He had income coming in, so he was okay. When he wasn't being relative of that, he wanted to get what he wanted without seeing the steps to move forward. So in some aspect, whatever your situation is, this may not sound like mental strength, but it can get worse. It can be worse. And you can always find other people living worse, have worse conditions than yourself. And this may sound contrary to mental strength and positive thinking and all that. However, it's a point to stop the pity party and go, "You know what? I really have it pretty good compared to." And when you can switch that thinking from "I have it good compared to," and maybe that might be a better way of phrasing it as opposed to "it could get worse." But however it's phrased, you want to stop that momentum of poor, pitiful me and go, "You know what? Relative to the homeless person I saw on the street yesterday, it's not so bad. Relative to whatever, it's not so bad." I know that probably this brings to mind one of the old things, at least my mom always told me when we were having dinner, is better eat all your dinner because there are starving kids in Africa. And I said, "Well, let's send them the food." And anyway, that's kind of relative, right? You eat here because there's this there. How we can switch it to be motivating is once we stop that downward spiral and go, "You know what? I'm okay where I am compared to somebody else, compared to the homeless person, compared to the man with no feet, compared to other things." We can then switch it and go, you know what? Yes, I'm satisfied, or I'm happy, or I'm content, or it's not so bad where I am, and I want to improve it. Then you look at models, role models who have what you want, and relative to where you are, they can inspire you. So this relative process can be used as both as a brake and an accelerator. But in both cases, it stops the momentum of the pity party. The other case, it starts you moving forward. And there's a couple of quotes on the blog that I have about this, one by Marvin Bauer, whose basic philosophy, spirit, and drive of an organization have far more to do with its relative achievements than do technological or economical resources, organizational structure, innovation, and timing. Well, that's a mouthful, right? So if we look at it as an individual, the basic philosophy, spirit, and drive of an individual is far more dependent on his or her relative achievements than the technology, et cetera, et cetera. What that means is that your drive is relative on your achievements, is dependent on your achievements. This is another aspect of this relativity, and that gets back to success breeds success, and it's not so much the outside influences, the technology, the internet, what you're doing. It's your results that drive it. So relative, your philosophy and drive is relative to your success. So if you're seeing a lot of lack of success, your philosophy and spirit and drive is going to be relative to that, and so you're not going to see that. So you're going to have a pity party, right? So we're back to the pity party again, where if you can see, and this is part of acknowledgement, when we look at the power of acknowledgement, when you can look and acknowledge all of your past successes, remember, you define success. So set yourself up for success and look at all of your successes that you've had up to this point. And it could be you might even want to just start with what was successful about yesterday. Well, you got to work, or you went to the gym, or you took the trash out, or whatever successes you had during that day, look at those, acknowledge those, and you will then continue to build on those relative to others. So, again, this is really an important discussion about relativity and relative success and relative failure. And just to emphasize it one more time, I just want to make sure you understand this, and this is repetition is so important, is wherever you are, if you're feeling bad, basically, about your current position, you're not so bad relative to others. And that will stop that negative thinking, which then attracts more negative thinking, which attracts disempowering thoughts, which keeps you stuck where you are. And so you start comparing or relative to other folks. Once you stop that momentum, you then start using relativity to the positive side. Okay, great, I want to move forward. So relative to this person, I have a lot to do, and I can start to do it. And then you start taking action, and then you start getting success, and you start looking at your successes, and then that success breeds other success, and those successes are relative to your others, and then you start building and building and building. So wherever you are, stop, look, and see where you are relative to others who aren't as fortunate. Appreciate where you are. Journal where you are as far as your successes, and then turn and look to where you want to go. And where you are compared to where you go is a relative space. And know that that can be done by modeling the person in front of you. So I hope that covers some of the aspects of relativity and mental strength. Please go to the blog. There's some more information there on this podcast, and also it references the mental strength tip number 9 that this is in reference to. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.